Yeah. Happy fucking happy hour. It's Leslie fucking Grossman, everybody, from American Horror Story.
Whoop, whoop. Hi.
What?
There's no FCC rules, so you can swear.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, this is the radio show without the FCC.
Thank goodness.
This is going to be drunk Trump history. Because right. American Horror Story could actually be the Trump administration.
I mean, that's
fucking shit show.
A very fair assessment, Stephanie. I'm in agreement with you.
I know, because you are so fantastic on Twitter. Have you heard I've been reading your tweets all week?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
You know, here's the thing. When Twitter started and I was first on Twitter, the thing that I thought was so great about it was you could really connect with like comedy people that you thought were so funny and see their random thoughts, and it was jokes and it was great. Well, the fun's gone.
No.
Now it's just me retweeting like everyone else has to see
me
what
too.
I just read. And I get that that's not that super fun and exciting, but I
that's what I do. I retweet fucking everybody. I give everyone like a gold star, and I'm a mom putting it on my refrigerator with a magnet.
Well, because there's people who are so brilliant, who have such incredible takes, and I feel like I need I want everyone to see this. So
don't you feel like in Trump's America, okay, why does my microphone always sound like shit during the happy hour? Is there a reason?
Oh dear.
Is it?
No, you're good.
Okay. It's crackling. Is it my headphones, Sean? What's happening?
Oh, no.
Okay. This happened with Gloria Allred last week.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. I could be losing my hearing. It could be my fucking phone alerts. Here's how we know what we're in Donald Trump's America. Travis and I have our phones like this to see what that fucking orange asshole does. And you are parents. You have to make sure that nothing happens with your kid.
Yes. And like when I came in, I said, I haven't listened to the news in 15 minutes. Did anything happen?
Oh, yeah.
Anything could happen.
Oh, yeah. He's investigating Ivanka as well. They're all going to prison. Yeah. Leslie, that's the update. They're all fucking going to prison.
Wait, I just want to say something. Do you think that Jared might take the same cell that his father had? Because that would...
We said that today
on the show.
Because
that'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be a nice tradition to keep?
It's a fraternity legacy.
Nothing would make me happier. I can't see your
my microphone
face.
Is cracking, so I can barely hear myself. So there is something wrong with my headphones.
Oh, no. You sound good to both of us.
Really?
No, you sound good.
Okay.
And Sean sounds
good. All right.
But if it's going to drive you crazy, we should fix it.
No, it's fine. Everything drives me crazy in Donald Trump's America, Leslie. It's all a fucking shit show, craptastic, goddamn fucking nightmare from morning to night.
Remember, when Obama was president, I don't want to talk about it because I get very emotional.
Yeah.
But I mean, wasn't this the anniversary of when he won the Nobel Peace Prize? Can you imagine having a president that won the Nobel Peace Prize? But I didn't think about the president every day.
No.
Every day. Like, I wasn't consuming my thoughts on
it. He didn't fucking tweet, first of all. And second of all, he won an actual Nobel Prize and not the goddamn story we did today where somebody submitted Trump for a fucking fake Nobel Prize that
did
now the Nobel
Association
has to investigate. Because he's a fucking asshole.
They forged an application for a Nobel Peace Prize for Donald Trump.
For Donald Trump, yes.
What's happening, you guys?
Leslie.
What's happening? I don't like it. It's very concerning. And I do find, I talk to myself in the car now.
Right.
And it's funny because I have a daughter who's 11.
Yeah.
And moms and I talk, well, dads too.
Yeah.
We talk about how we don't want our children to look back on their childhood and be like, oh, it was consumed by Donald Trump. Like, I don't want that
by my mom yelling fuck in the car.
Exactly. But by the same token, I also really want my daughter to be aware and understand, like, you do not have to be happy with who the president is.
Right.
And this is why this country is so great, because you can voice your opinion and work to change things. Like,
that's a great point. How do you, as a parent, try to teach, no bullying, be nice to others,
except,
don't insult people, and then you go, because he's like, the president does it. It's like, how do you survive as a parent in Donald Trump's America?
This is the grand exception to every rule we've ever had. So what I keep trying to tell my daughter is, this is not normal. This is not the way it normally is, because look, I really dislike George W. Like, not a fan. Like,
and now I'm like, oh God, I miss him. He's so cuddly.
You know what?
Dick Cheney, you were right. And I miss your warmth.
Cuddly.
Heart Attack Jones. But, you know, the thing is, like, I really dislike George Bush, but I felt like he was a decent man. Like, I believe that he's like
dumb as fuck, but
correct, and made me angry and didn't have any right to be there and should have just been the baseball commissioner because that's all he cared about.
That's all he wanted to be,
But I wasn't enraged on a daily basis.
No, me
basis.
Too. I've said this, Leslie. I don't hate anyone. I fucking hate him. I hate him.
And
with every fiber of my being, everything he says, everything he does, the way he talks, he just, people believe me that I can tell you, no clean. But everything just makes my head want to fucking,
I don't listen anymore. When he speaks, I don't listen. I'm not allowed.
That's what my fiance's done the same thing. He's like,
yep.
He'll walk out of the room.
I'm cutting audio clips.
It's good for you to not listen, but it's not. Here's the issue. I don't just hate him now. Like now, like if I see Stephen Miller, I become full of rage.
Well, that fuck.
I mean, did you see him fall asleep in the the meeting about survivor people talking?
Yeah, someone tweeted, Stephen Miller's been burning the tiki torch at both ends. See, isn't that why you're right about Twitter,
That's
Leslie, right?
A great
this is why
joke.
I retweet so much because it's just like you need to go to Twitter to go, oh, it's not just me.
No,
I'm not fucking crazy. Everyone else hates him too and is so fucking.
And it makes you feel so much better. By the way, that's hilarious. And I will say I didn't make up this joke, but I'm using it because that is goddamn funny. And he really does look like Gargamel from Smurfs.
Right. And someone else tweeted, do you think he has nightmares of Stephen Miller too?
Oh, my favorite thing is that he went to Santa Monica High and protested that the...
And you're from L.A. Who the fuck is from L.A.?
I'm from L.A. I was born in Santa Monica as
well.
That
can't be true.
I was born at St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica, California. Yes, I am a local lady. I lived in New York for a while, but I came back because why wouldn't I?
Well, you're an actor. It's required that you go to New York.
Also, I need... My car is a purse. It's my big moving purse. And I don't like to carry all my things with me on a subway. I like to be in a purse.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. New York purses, it's too small. You need a giant vehicle.
And everything's on you.
I read a piece about what's in your purse. That is fucking insane.
There's a lot of stuff
We all have Purell, but whatever the fuck else you have in there is like something Monty Hall would have given you $1 billion for and let's make a deal.
I also have real now pain in my shoulder because I wear a crossbody and my doctor was like, you cannot walk around like that. I'm like, I simply can't even take out one thing because there's emergencies.
Oh.
This is when you...
Oh, you're like, what's his name that carries Julia Louis-Dreyfus's bag in Veep?
Tony Hale.
Right, just unhinges his shoulder, but he doesn't care because he has to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank you for understanding.
Mom is.
Yeah. It is. I have to have everything on me at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know, calm her down, lollipops,
yes.
Other things.
I do.
Also, a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon, just because you never know. Like,
I don't want to get caught. What if I randomly, I'm like, you know what, I need to run over there. Or I just happen to jump in, and then I don't have my 20% off coupon. I'm not.
What the fuck?
I can't live like that.
Right?
You can't have full price.
No, I cannot. So even though it ends up, you'd be like, yeah, big whoop. But still, it makes me feel better. Thanks for the champagne.
You're welcome. Yeah, listen, I love that she's fancy enough that she's like, champagne. Mm. We're like, can we get you anything? Champagne. I was like, oh, shit, let me go down and...
She tried to get Gloria Allred drunk last week, and Gloria was like, no, that's
it's not happening, man.
You can't, no.
I was trying to make her cry. I was trying to make her crack. I was trying to get some shit up.
There is fucking, no way.
Yeah.
Iron Lady, right?
Client was fucking non-responsive, man.
Oh, bummer.
Whatever.
But there's she's good. Other, she's good, right?
She's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
She teased Stephanie and said, oh, I'm in a relationship and stuff. So with who? Breaking news. And she's like, my laptop.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's all she cared about. She got here really early. She's like, where do I plug in? I got shit to do, man.
So she's one of those. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. Also, she was talking about seeing a lot of dick pics at work for sexual harassment cases.
Sure.
And why she's not interested in guys after her last divorce. Because they're like, I'm like, oh, I get it. They're like, you want to go to dinner? She's like, I had that for lunch. I had dick for lunch. I'm good.
She probably sees everything. It's got to be real dark and
horrifying,
corner.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I need to see that.
I don't want a relationship after what I've seen. That's what she's saying every night. No.
I understand. I do.
Leslie Grossman, let's talk about you. How?
Okay. Oh my God.
Right? This is my James Lipton thing I go into.
We don't have to talk about me.
No, I want.
There's
we'll
so
talk
many
politics.
Political things right. I want
to
talk about.
We're going to, but okay. But also, because you were on American Horror Story,
yes,
it is amazing how. The clip I watched was fantastic with Sarah Paulson.
She's okay. I hope that she makes it in this business.
Yeah, I think
poor
she's
kid.
Gonna make it.
I don't know.
That kid's got spunk. She's gonna be around for a little while.
You went toe to toe with her, man. It was a great scene.
Her skill level is at a much higher level than mine. So I just tried to play keep up, but she's fantastic. That was fun.
It. Let me teach you my humble voice. Thank you. Thank
you. It's gotta be. It's a half whisper.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. No, but anyway, it was great because it was the scene was you talked about that her wife let you into the house to do shit, and you were like, well, I don't think she was happy that you voted for Jill Stein.
Wasn't that great?
And
it's like this very dramatic
this is my thing
scene.
Right now. One of my friends, Fermand Armandi, every time she says fucking anything on Twitter, he goes, zip it, traitor.
Did that person vote for Jill Stein?
No, it's, he's no, he's saying zip it, traitor, you fucking traitor. Shut up.
Oh, my goodness.
Just shut up now. Oh my. Shut up, Susan Sarandon. Good. Shut up, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Not great. And this Jill Stein, she seems real shady.
A little shady.
A little shady things happening with Miss Jill Stein.
Yeah, she's got the like eyes spinning. Like, what? I don't. A lot of people get invited to dinner with Putin and Michael Flynn.
This
why?
It's so crazy because I grew up in the 80s. And, yeah. I mean, we were terrified of Russian government and what they were going to do to us. And they were the enemy in every, like, 80s movie. And it's so, like, and the fact that the Republicans, like, I can't remember the guy's name, the general who was interviewed, was being cross-examined or whatever 2 days ago, who was like, no, we have done nothing about this.
Admiral Rogers.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't have my notes written down. But,
you
know,
my head at this point.
God, they've done nothing. And it's just so crazy to me that now Republicans are super into Russians and that liberals are really into law enforcement.
Oh, like, and look at these school shootings. Like, remember, only blue lives matter. Black lives suck. Oh, now the cops suck. Now they fucking suck.
You know what it is, people? Here's what it is. The thing that drives me most insane is the hypocrisy is so, like, first of all, it's the most obvious thing in the world. It's like, we can see it. It's the, it's so clear. And, like, you didn't care about Philando Castile when he was a totally responsible registered gun owner who worked at a school, and you didn't give a shit about him, did you?
I didn't hear the NRA say fucking shit about Philando Castile.
Not one. I didn't see Wayne LaPierre caring about him and what happened to him. Yeah. And that was
what could it be? What could it be?
I wonder, Stephanie, what it could be. He's was tan. He was a darker-skinned person, and maybe they don't care.
Subtlety is her strong suit, not so much mine.
And first of all, did that Wayne LaPierre speech at SEEK, I'm sure you've talked about this to death because this has now been like a lifetime for you.
Yeah.
I have not had a microphone to talk about this. I need to get, that was some bat shit crazy frame shit.
Don't you think any speech, even with the sound down, you're like, that guy should not have a gun. No. Whoever that guy is. That guy.
No gun.
I had all this audio for her for the show the next day, and she was like, I can't. No.
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 But you're right. He looked so crazy. And you know that they gave that Devin Nunes a fucking award at the end. He got like.
Oh, he was like the protector of freedom.
Correct. Which I think he's got to be on his way out now.
He's leaking my mom's congressman.
What do you. Oh, is she going to. Does she like him?
Oh, no.
All right, good.
Oh, no. She's going to make a cobbler for Andrew Jantz for like his.
Oh, good.
She's like, shut your fucking cobbler hole.
Well,
he belongs in prison.
Another one, Stephanie. I hate him so much.
Devin Nunes. What a fucking stooge.
His face and his dumb hair.
Right.
And you're meant to be a farmer. Yeah. Go and be a farmer in Fresno and stop fucking everything up.
I think, what do we say? Steve Carell will play him. We've been casting it. We've been casting it.
Tell me.
Well, Pauly Shore for Stephen Miller.
Okay, that's. Beyond inspired. Go
on. Megan Fox for Hope Hicks.
Perfect. Yeah. I was even going to say, she could be Dana Loesch. Or how do you pronounce her last name?
Oh, that's true. Well, as John Fugel saying, says Megan Fox, like the weather in Miami, hot and unpleasant.
That's a good line. I like it.
Retweet.
Add that one to your repertoire.
I will.
Tiki torch at both ends. Megan Fox.
Got it.
I just love all your tweeting and retweeting. First of all, are you marching with me in D.C. or are you marching here in L.A.?
Well, I have to tell you something funny. So that is my daughter's spring break and my father's birthday.
It's my vacation, too.
Well, we are going to be in Hawaii.
Oh.
But here's what's so fantastic.
Okay. Because
you should know that I am from like a very lefty liberal family.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother called the Kona local.
Wow.
Government,
your mother, Che Guevara.
And the local high school, and said, where's your merch? And they were like, we're going to get back to you. And so we're going to march in Hawaii.
Oh, good. Okay.
But
perfect.
How fun is that?
That's fantastic.
Guess what? I like to march Hawaiian style. I think that sounds awesome. So I'm really, and I really want, and it's great because I'll be with my niece and my nephew and my daughter, and I really want the kids to do that with us, too.
Yeah. So, well, that's been the amazing thing about the Women's March. I don't know if you did it in L.A. here, but I did it. I did it in D.C. the first time. And that's been the amazing thing is how many young women you see there. How many? And men. I mean, and boys.
What's the name? Like the kids at Parkland. I hate to call them kids because they're so incredible. But what's their generation's name?
I don't know.
Because they're post-millennial.
They're not millennials.
Oh, they're not millennials.
And I don't. What is it?
You've retweeted Emma Gonzalez saying they hate us for smiling. They hate us for crying. They hate us for speaking. They hate us for being alive. They hate us. What's important to remember is that their argument against us is so weak and futile that they have to resort to attacking the people delivering the message. We had Congressman Deutsch on from their district who just introduced the assault ban. Mm-hmm. And he, we all cried.
Yeah.
Because he was telling us about these kids being attacked. And he said one of them grabbed his arm at the, you know,
I'm gonna cry now.
Town hall. And said to him, I watched my friend get her face blown off right in front of me. Please do something.
I mean, the fact that anybody is coming after not only these kids, families.
Yeah.
Families who've had their children murdered.
You're threatening to shoot people that just survived a shooting.
But what's happened to your political party?
Right.
And what's happened to
your soul?
You are? You know what it makes me think of? You know that those pictures like when, oh my God, I can't believe I can't think of her name. Ruby, the girl who was the who went into the first desegregated school. Ruby Bridges, the little girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Little Rock Nine. It was the teenagers who had to go to the first desegregated high school. And how you see in the background, like mothers, like white mothers screaming at children. Mm-hmm. Like these vitriolic, angry people. And to me, that's all I see. Like, if you're wearing a MAGA hat, to me, it's like, just wear a white hood. Because that's exactly
Well, the
who
shooter
you
was wearing a MAGA hat.
And etched swastikas.
Yes.
In his ammunition.
And I hate N-words on his backpack.
Okay. So then there you go. Okay. So that's what your party is right now. And if you want to align yourself with that, I don't know. Part of me feels like sunlight is the best disinfectant. Like, we're turning over rocks. We're seeing all the garbage that lives underneath the rocks.
Yeah.
And look, these people had children. And those children had children, and I feel like that's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
If you're the person who's attacking a victim of a violent murder, a horrible shooting at a school, like, but what's, like, what's happening?
Well, you know, you retweeted Rainbow, who said it's very hard for many of us to face how terrified we are of gun violence or how we carry that fear around with us all day, every day. We've told all these stories. You're a parent. Kid that said, my 8-year-old little girl said, Mommy, I can't have these lighted sneakers anymore because the shooter will be able to find me. The kid that said, we know now when the fire alarm goes off, it's probably not a fire. It's a bad guy that's going to kill us.
I heard that.
With a gun.
They're afraid of fire alarms. And my daughter has absolutely mentioned it to me. You know, I'm very careful about watching the news around her.
Yeah.
And she did not know about the shooting. She found out about it at school, of course, because there's always a kid who's going to mention it.
Some goddamn chatty
always
fucker.
Always asshole.
talking to you, asshole,
and
on the playground.
I'm not going to say this child's name.
Johnny.
But we all knew who it was.
Travis.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, we had to have a really serious conversation about it. And to her, it's still so abstract that it's almost like she almost can't even intellectualize what that is. Thank goodness. But I just, what's happened? Like, I see people.
What has this happened?
Well, I see people.
Something has to be did.
Something has to be did.
That's a line from, I think it was a Judge Joe episode, but it resonates with me today. Giannis, I don't know what has happened, but something's got to be did.
Oh my God.
It's true.
Stephanie, you're good
it's
at true. This. You should have your own radio show. You're very funny.
My Leslie. Isn't that sweet?
You should do stand-up.
I love your text. We read this today, didn't we? I'm looking forward to voting in these midterm elections like it's my goddamn bat mitzvah.
You have no idea. I've never... Well, first of all, my friend Billy Eichner, who's a good friend of mine, who's fantastic.
Who's on the new season, right?
He was your husband.
He played my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
husband.
My gay husband, who I knew he was gay, and I would just take him however. You know, I had to have a massive makeout scene with Billy, which I'm sure was horrifying to him. I just straddle him and stick my tongue down his throat. I was like, I'm so, so sorry.
I've done that to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you? Was it upsetting?
That's how he got the job.
She jumped
on. He fucking sucked it up and took it.
It's my Me Too moment.
Oh, my God. Time's up, Stephanie.
Time's up.
Last weekend, she tried to
Time's up. Look who's back. Fucking man whore.
She tried to suck on my fingers, boyfriends, last weekend.
Oh, my God.
Well, he had oyster juice on them, in my defense. I like oysters.
Okay. Guys, the point is...
My point.
Billy is doing this fantastic thing called Glam Up the Midterms, which is...
Yes.
Let's...
I've seen that.
No one's ever... And by the way, the reason we got so fucked is because we were resting on our laurels. Obama was president. I was sleeping great at night.
Right.
Those midterms came up and the Tea Party was like, guess what, motherfuckers? Mm-hmm. We are mobilized.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Y'all are too dark and gay, man.
I know. But I am so excited to vote. Like, part of the reason I was so excited about New Year's, I was like, it's 2018. That's when I don't care if it's in November. I'm ready. Like,
that last year's over.
Exactly. Like, this is
You
so
are
exciting.
Like me. You are like, you know, you've talked about this march. You said this is Daniel Bishop. This is one of your tweets.
Yeah.
He is 16. When I was 16, I was focused on Johnny Depp and frozen yogurt.
Uh-huh.
I am so awed by the leadership and determination of this generation of kids is showing. Clock this cutie's rainbow pin.
Oh, he was so cute. And then so I Instagrammed. I saw him and his sister were interviewed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I recorded the little video and I put it on my Instagram. And within 20 minutes, he was like, found my Instagram. I was like, that's me. And then it was so fun because in the comments, people were writing to him in the comments like, you're amazing. You and your sister are so fantastic.
Yeah.
And what you see now is a shift where you really have adults like me who are looking at these kids and saying, you will save us.
Oh, no.
Because nobody can
do it. They are who we've been waiting for.
And if you, you know, you saw these people at CPAC, whatever the fuck they are, interviewed.
Yes, yes.
And what they wrote the kids off and said, they're emotional. They're so overly emotional. They're not speaking from a place of logic and reason.
Yeah, they just saw their friends get their face blown off in front of them.
Their souls haven't been
crazy.
Shut down yet. Like, they actually still care. And
that's what I said, Leslie. Like, believe. I was like, imagine what you know, that saying you could accomplish if you weren't afraid to fail.
That's
they don't
it.
Fucking give a shit
what
gun stuff has failed in the past. They don't understand the logic, and they're not taking no for an answer.
No.
And these kids are fucking moving the mountain, man. They're getting gun sellers to stop selling assault weapons, to raise the age. They're getting sponsors to drop the NRA. This is more than all of us old crusty motherfuckers have done.
And
you tweeted, Dana Loesch is that woman who says she can't make female friends because they're all jealous of her.
You know what I mean. She's this person.
Yeah.
Women are drama. Like, she's that person. Like, it's just too much drama.
It's just because I'm pretty.
I mean, I'm
a guy's girl. Look at my gun.
I mean, that is...
I like wrestling.
She is somebody that is just... You know, I look at her, it's the same thing as like a Rush Limbaugh. Like, who are you? You're just like a P.T. Barnum. Like, you just found your window. Like, you know she wanted to be famous or be a performer.
Oh, no, that was great. There was a big producer out here. She pitched a show about, I'm a hot gun-loving mom with two kids. And he said, I turned her down. And someone was like, can you call her back so you can turn her down again?
Oh, my God.
No, she pitched, they said she was all into the, you know, notoriety and whatever. Like, I'm a hot gun-toting mom.
Oh, what really?
A right-wing, you know.
That CNN town hall, and, you know, I don't really watch CNN anymore because I love Andy Cooper, and I'll watch him whenever. Yeah. That's Anderson. I just call him Andy.
Oh, Andy to you. Sure.
But, I'm there with you.
But just, I feel like Wolf Blitzer will have some horrible, what is that woman who wears the huge cross? She's blonde and she wears the huge cross. Like Kaylee.
Ann Coulter? Oh, Kaylee.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kaylee, yeah. Kaylee was a...
McEnany.
Yeah. Thank you.
She was a Trump spokesman, and all she ever said was, I can't speak for Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
You're like, why are you fucking on here?
But they would have those
people. I can't.
Yeah, they would have them on and just never, ever, they would lie. And they would never be like, hi, that's actually untrue. And I just find, like, I'm a huge...
I'm Kaylee. You're thinking of... All those fucking names irritate the fuck out of me. Is that just me?
No, what was the one that's
Kaylee? You're thinking of Brearley. She was my Delta Gamma...
And there's Tommy.
Who was Mazel Tov Cocktail? Who was that one?
Mazel Tov Cocktail.
Remember?
I don't. Wait.
Oh, yes. And
Tommy
then
Lauren?
No, not her. But then she was someone who's listened to this is like, I'm screaming that woman's name. She was fantastic. And then she was involved in a sex scandal, which was so great. And then she went away.
Oh, dear.
But my point is that these kids are so much better at owning people on Twitter. Like, hey, Laura Ingram or whatever the fuck your name is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't come after them. They're going to bury you and destroy you. Also, you're like in your 50s. And she was like, is this how children talk to adults now? Like, it's like what is it?
This is their turf fucking social media, man.
Asshole.
Yeah.
No. And the only thing is I worry about them because I'm like, are you going to go to your prom? Like, are you going to get to go and like, you know what I mean? Like have fun and you have to worry about college applications. Like, we're putting a lot of pressure on 16 and 17 year old kids.
Yeah. You're right. Mine was 16. No, I think I was still David Cassidy, Donny Osmond, also frozen yogurt.
I like Donny Osmond too.
But I had a unibrow. I looked like a Bay City roller. There was very little chance I was going to actually get to fuck Donny Osmond. But okay. But you're right. You also, by the way, you got blocked by Eric Trump.
Oh,
congratulations,
ma'am. Let me tell you what happened. So this was great. So let me tell you. Thank you for the applause. Thank you.
Yes.
So I'm not.
Can you turn my box up, please?
That sounds wrong.
What?
It happens.
No,
turn
it's
my
fine.
Box up.
There
yeah.
You.
You know, I'm not one of those people that's like constantly tweeting at Donald Trump. I don't do that. Like, I don't bother with it.
Right.
There's certain people, like, once I had to tweet something at Sarah Sanders where I was like, you're the devil. And I was like, you are a pig person who has allied yourself with your co-pig people, and you're a pig fuck. Like, I just was so angry. But yeah. Eric Trump, I think this was 2 days.
She's the Budweiser horse of bullshit.
She's, I want to tell you something.
We decided.
She is incredible. She is so, I mean, in the worst
she's
way.
She's Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
100%. And she's also entirely unflappable. Like, her ability to just, I mean, look, she's been trained by the best. I mean, her father is, it's flaming garbage.
Right.
I just, my dream is that she is one day begging Kim Davis for a gig. Like, do you think there's a job at wherever horrible clerk?
Y'all, Kim, they're doing a hee-haw remake. And I know there's a job for me, Kim.
I can stand up and not
can't you hook me up?
Oh, my God.
Hook me up, man.
Any?
What's up?
I don't know. Kim Davis is what happens when you have not one gay friend.
Right.
That is what happens.
That's what happens to your hair.
It's very sad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, so let me tell you what happened.
Okay, so tell me the Eric
Trump. It was 2 days after the shooting. And first of all, I'm still, I mean, we will always be changed, I think, by that shooting. Yeah. Just like we were changed by Sandy Hook, changed by all these other things. But I think we were all still as a nation, like, that was very much in the forefront. It still is.
Yeah.
And he tweeted a video of the Air Force One helicopter landing at Mar-a-Lago. And it was like a brag tweet. It was like, look how fucking cool this is. Look at this awesome helicopter landing at our sick Florida, like, paradise hotel.
Holy shit.
And so I wrote to him. I took a little screen grab.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
Because I like to be prepared. But I wrote, you know, I just added him and I said,
right.
I put my mom glasses on.
Yeah.
So the idiot they portray you to be on SNL is totally accurate. Good to know. Way to read the room, buddy. Perfect thing to tweet about this week. And within 1 minute, he blocked me. That's what was so amazing.
Fantastic. And you tweeted, I did it, you guys. I guess letting this dumb fuck know that a tweet bragging about their helicopters landing at Mar-a-Lago before families had the chance to bury their dead from a horrific school shooting is maybe a bad idea. Hurt his feelings? True.
I hate him. And you're the children of the president, Uday.
Right.
Is he Kusei or
Tell
Uday?
Tell Kusei.
Which one? Do you think he's whoever the dumber one was?
And they're all having a Fredo off every fucking day. They're like, no, I'm Fredo. No,
it's
you are.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And I just, can you imagine being the child of the president and they don't care. They don't give a fuck. They're so busy raping and looting and pillaging our country for their own financial gain.
Look at Jared and now Ivanka's leaves. They're like investing. They are trying to grift the fuck out of us until they all go to jail.
Well, let me tell you a little something. There's a reason that Ivanka was so enamored and drawn to Jared. Jared comes from garbage.
Comes from grifters.
And is also garbage. Yes. His father, don't forget, like, not only did his father commit a massive crime, his sister testified against him and he was so angry with her for testifying that he set her husband up to fuck a hooker to get back at his sister. I mean, this is
to send the tape to his sister.
Yes. I mean, this is some depraved
family values, y'all.
That's what I'm saying. So he knows what she's from. She sees him in her and her in him.
Yeah.
This is her father again and again and again. His father being a criminal is, I'm sure, comforting to her. This is what she knows.
Right. Well, I just love the Twitter trolling that you've gotten to when Nordstrom's dropped her line to protest. You were like, can't wait to go shopping at Nordstrom's, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, when I see her, like at Bloomingdale's, they still have her shoes. Yeah. This makes me sound like I'm an ancient old lady. I'm always like, is the manager here? And the manager comes out and I'm like, I just want to say again, I still think it's disgusting that you sell her shoes here. Like, these are, first of all, I was like, they're ugly. First of all, they're horrible and they're cheap and they're all made by children in China. So you shouldn't be supporting this anyway. But I'm like, I cannot help myself. And my daughter's like, please stop it. But I can't.
Yeah.
I'm so angry, Stephanie. What am I going to do with my anger?
Listen, all of us, we are all going through this together. It's this national, like, I literally every day, Travis was like, this is the time we broke her in the show. Like, it's just, you can't, you're like this. And then he fucking tweets or the motherfucking, Orange Twitler, Shitler does some. He's just so awful, you can't even.
But let me ask you a question. Do you think, because this is the only way I can get through the night.
Yes.
Do you think he won't go to prison, obviously, because he'll be pardoned by whoever takes over after him.
Leslie, let's not give up all our dreams, Leslie.
Let's not.
No, because if our game plan.
Hold on. Let me pour some more champagne. Does anyone need any more?
I'll take more. But
let's think about him going to prison for a minute. Here, give me that.
But what would, like, what would happen? Would there be celebrations in the street?
Don't you think?
I do.
It would dwarf the women's marches and everything.
It would be here, so honey. Fantastic. But I just, I feel like everyone around him is for sure going to go to prison. But mm-hmm. here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I looked at like the next 19 people in succession after him.
Right.
One is a worse garbage dump than the next. Like, you can't have
not only take back the house, and then it's right, Travis. What are we talking about? President Pelosi. President Pelosi.
Okay.
Speaker of the House is third in line.
Okay, but here's the thing.
We get Pence.
My box is low again.
I love your box.
And my mic is crackling. Sean, please help us.
I can't hear the crackling if it makes you feel any better.
Okay.
None of us can hear it except for you.
Mike Pence being president, like, that, maybe that's worse, because here's the one genius aspect of Donald Trump.
Yes.
He tells you everything.
Right.
He said to Lester Holt, he was like, I fired Comey because he was getting too hot. I didn't like that, so I got rid of him. Like,
yeah.
He is so dumb. Mike Pence
is stupid Watergate.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Zach. Stephanie, yeah. I want to hug everything you're saying.
Don't
everything
you love, like, Hope Hicks leaving going, don't worry, these emails will never come out of Donald Jr. This isn't being recorded, is it?
I want to just say something. Again, and I don't want to keep talking about my kid. My 11-year-old, who, by the way, does not have an email account, does not have a phone, but says, I hear her saying, she's like, you know, everything you put on the internet, whether it's an email, even a text, you have to imagine that it's going to be on a billboard on Santa Monica Boulevard. Like, my 11-year-old knows. Nothing
Manafort
is perfect.
And Gates got caught because they didn't know how to put a fucking document from PDF into whatever.
It's stupid Watergate. It's fantastic. But like, so do you think that Manafort is truly, like, going to jail is it's so much more preferred over getting murdered by some horrible Ukrainian overlord.
Probably.
I think he's too terrified.
Yeah, right. He'd rather be in jail because he just won't get the soup.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be alive because, like, he'll go to jail for 180 years. Like,
jail?
It's bad.
It's like the old Andy Warhol super art. It's jail or soup. Yeah. Jail or soup. That was good. That's a good joke. Let's tweet that.
We'll add that tomorrow.
That's good.
Jail or soup.
I like it.
It's like super art, but different. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God, Stephanie, you're so good at this.
Okay, come on now.
You know what? Because I get flustered and then I get in my head.
Yeah.
You're just fucking Johnny on the spot, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Good for you.
I am holding on to my sanity by this much, Leslie Grossman.
We all are. It's real dark.
Because you're
right.
You've
made
my mom
cry.
Just when you think it can't, right?
Mm-hmm. Don't make my mom cry, Donald Trump. Don't make her cry.
What's your mom? What is your mom and dad are in in LA still?
Uh-huh.
Santa Monica?
Yeah. They're the best. They're the best. I'll show you a picture on my Instagram. My mom wore this great shirt to the Women's March that was like a picture of the White House. And it was like, warning, may contain nuts. Like, they're the best. Like, my parents are the best. They've always been.
Wait, siblings? Are they also liberal?
Oh, here's the best thing, Stephanie.
Yes.
I have no one in my family that's a Trump supporter. Oh. And I mean, even my extended family. I have friends, I'm not kidding you, who are not speaking to their parents.
Yeah.
And it's very
My mom's
hurtful.
A 95-year-old Trump voting, Fox watching Republican. Well, my dad ran for vice president.
Yes.
With Goldwater, and my brother, too. Yeah, so, yes.
That's so intense, Stephanie. I mean, it really is.
We've splintered.
Yes, and even, like, I have my cousins and my aunts and my uncles have always been Republicans, but they're like, oh, this is a bridge too far. Like, they're like, absolutely not. Like, this is not okay.
Yeah, I'm going to see my mom right before the march in D.C. We've stopped talking about it.
Yeah.
I think the first time, I don't know when that was.
I'm still telling you.
After the election, she was like, oh, Steffi, he's doing a fantastic job. He loves this country so much.
I still think you need to put a child blocker on the TV so she can't turn on Fox News.
That's what someone did to their parent. I can't remember. It was a fantastic idea. Because
figure out the preferences.
We are one easily duped relative, right, down from taking back this country. Somebody, broke the mom, their knob off or something.
Oh,
or they
no
or they
way.
Did a Fox blocker. Oh, no, they did a Fox blocker on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, and then when their mom asked what happened, they said, oh, mom, they went out of business. We are one easily duped Fox-watching relative away from taking back this country.
Yes, it's true. And it's just, I mean, I love that they don't make mention of any of this Jared stuff that they found out.
Oh,
the
no.
first story is always, the first run story is always a Hillary.
It's story. Hillary.
Yes.
Always a Hillary story.
And
Hillary's always going to prison.
May I say something, though? I have to say something that I feel strongly about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hillary to me was not a lesser of two evils.
No.
I grew up.
I loved her.
I
still do.
No, but I love her.
She's the president.
And
I should point that out.
Of course. Well, you know what's funny? I just don't acknowledge Trump as a president.
No,
in my mind,
I don't
just don't have anyone there. I'm like, there's
just
no
weird?
One.
I have so many not my president t-shirts, which will still be relevant after he goes to prison.
Yeah.
Because then he will literally also not be my president.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Well, every day when I'm typing up, I don't know if you notice this or not, whenever I type up show prep, I never write president and his
no,
name together.
No, that's not allowed on the show.
I call him 45, which is even giving him too much credit.
I call him Dolt 45.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I have to say, the thing about Twitter that's so great is, I mean, look, Twitter is also a nasty underbelly of evil, but I do have to say there's so much wonderful stuff that comes with Twitter. First
it's
of all,
true.
I'm still surprised that we're allowed to tweet. I thought they were going to take it away.
Yeah.
Because that's the way people can
organize. Hey, Sean, Leslie Grossman's Mozza Pizza is here, and it's very expensive. Whoa. Make sure we get that.
It is.
Hand
not
hand
cheap.
The controls.
Oh, it's
No, exactly. I love all your shit on Twitter. You retweeted someone that said, being angry at children who survived a school shooting for wanting not to be shot is a level of online I was not ready for.
That's what I'm saying. And so it's so fantastic to have a group of people who are better and smarter and funnier than I am to put into words because right. I just want to scream.
Right, me
so
too.
To me, it's really comforting.
Oh, you know what we had on New York Sexy Liberal was, Alan Zweibel, who's
he's fantastic.
Emmy Award winning.
And he wrote Bunny Bunny, that move, the book about Gilda Radner.
Yes, but also wrote for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a writer. I just scream fuck at my TV all day. And I'm like, wouldn't that be a service if the Chiron Writers would just put fuck.
Yes, we're fucked.
Fucking asshole, fucking.
We're fucked. He's fucked. What the fuck? I just also, this whole narrative of like, save Melania. It's like, oh, she's as evil as he is and as complicit as he is. She signed up for this. I have not one ounce of sympathy for her. The only one I have sympathy for is Barron. That's it.
Yeah. She's going to kill him in his sleep with a stiletto.
Do you think
in
so?
The eye?
There's no way they speak
when the pee-pee tape comes out. Yeah,
but they don't talk.
But she's
now.
Fucking with him now. Like,
there's no way they have any communication. I'm sure they live completely separate lives, right?
Well, there's like this whole rumor that all of a sudden Secret Service was always at her parents' house.
Oh, really?
And people were like, "Is Melania sleeping at her
parents' probably.
House now? Staying with their parents?
Oh, Melania's parents. You mean also chain migration?
Yeah,
her chain migration relatives.
Uh-huh. As opposed to her getting that special visa for really smart people.
Mm-hmm.
You retweeted two of my favorite retweets.
Okay, go.
The Republican running to fill the seat. Vacated when Republican Representative Trent Franks got caught in a sex scandal. Just got caught in a sex scandal.
Yep.
Okay. Family values, y'all. And then the frightened child in Chicago. A mother and a child from the Republic of Congo were separated by immigration officials. This, Leslie, cannot fucking be our America.
But to think that
our kids being pulled off, mothers screaming, crying.
I really mean this. Is it just, are they all sociopaths and they don't have any, there's no conscience, there's no idea of right and wrong, and they don't care and they can sleep at night?
Yeah.
Because I would literally be, if I was there and I saw that, I would be like, you can live with me. Like, the child can live with me. Like, I couldn't bear. Like, I grew up in a family where my mother helped transport and house, like, Cambodian refugees in the 70s. She had a big old Volvo station wagon, and we would pack, like, 8 people in that station wagon. And that's how we would spend our weekends. We would help them move into their apartments. My mother taught them, this is the bus system in Santa Monica. This is where the market is. This is how you get a driver's license. Like, what has happened? Like, what are you talking about? How do you separate a child from... What am I doing? I'm screaming into the void stuff.
That's all right. You're screaming.
I need more champagne.
Oh! Do we... Oh, no. He's
I'm good.
She meant that rhetorically.
Class. Yeah.
And what is even more fucking terrifying... is Mike Pence, who just said abortion in the U.S. will end in our time.
Just try it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Try it.
Come on, motherfucker.
Nope.
Bring that shit on, man.
Nope. Uh-uh. And you know what's funny? People come at me all the time on social media. Like, what about you, a fucking baby hater? And what about adoption? And here's my ultimate answer. I'm adopted, and my daughter's adopted. So, motherfucker,
you said that when Georgia just... You tweeted this when they just let... adoption agencies refuse to work with LGBT couples. You said, speaking as a person who was adopted my own child, I find this reprehensible.
Okay, I know, like, this sounds like that thing where someone's like, some of my best friends are black, but my two best girlfriends are married to each other.
Yeah.
They have two kids. They are the most fantastic parents you don't understand. Like,
because it doesn't happen by fucking accident for gay people.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta work to have kids.
So my daughter's best friend at school has two dads. And let me tell you something. That girl has the best life you've ever seen. It doesn't matter that they're super rich, because they are. But
there's
like,
that.
Her life is... so good. And I think you're exactly right that if you are a gay couple and you want children, you got to really figure out how to make that happen. You want your child so desperately and so badly.
Yeah.
And
you're like, can we afford it? Are we emotionally equipped? Are we right?
But this is, I mean, look, the I think, don't you think that the gay civil rights movement is the fastest moving civil rights movement we've ever had, right?
Yeah.
What every single person is touched by someone who's gay.
Because there is because, no because family people that have the courage to say, you know, me too. In the sense that they went, you know, oh, it's not some freak I see it on TV once a year at a parade. It's my sister. It's my, you know, favorite radio DJ, country singer, football star, yada, yada, yada.
But
right?
Let me ask you a question, because this is what I keep coming back to. That do you think that all of this anger and vitriol and everything is the last gasp of what's going to be a dead supremacy? Do you know what I mean?
I hope so.
And this is, what do you think they're going to go down without a fight? Like, it's over, dudes. It's over. We're all going to evolve past you, and you're a relic, and it's done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like the people who screamed at Ruby Bridges going into school.
Yeah.
It's over. We're moving past you, babe. Like, yeah. But I can't believe it still exists. Whatever. You know what really broke me? Look, the election broke me. I mean, my daughter's birthday was the next day, and I remember her crying and going, I don't want to go to school. Everyone's going to be so upset. And I felt so bad. But look, that was obviously very upsetting, and I didn't watch the inauguration. But it was really but it was really Charlottesville. That is what really broke me, where I was like, I feel like I've been mowed over. Do you know what I mean?
This is just not happening. Yeah.
That press conference.
And every day since then has been just an unimaginable shit show. Yeah. You know what I loved about you is you're a huge fan of Real Housewives. You consider yourself a historian. Uh-huh. You've seen every episode.
Yeah.
There's no fucking difference.
No.
Between a reality show and this this fucking gun skit that he did yesterday after the DACA skit reality show. It has no, like, Omarosa was on it. God. Now she's on Big Bear. There's no fucking difference.
No, there is not. And the fact that somebody would, that it was such a smooth transition to go right from the White House into the Big Brother house. Right. It was like, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And how about how she, I mean, look, what you can think whatever you want about Omarosa, but she was not quiet about the fact that it was a nightmare and horrible. And I pray to God, someone's got to have offered her a tremendous amount of money to write the tell-all, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, and she will.
She said that leaving the Trump administration was like being freed from a plantation.
Right. Oh dear.
I mentioned that she should shut the fuck up lately?
Oh, yes. My
because
God.
She was complicit.
Oh, beyond. I hate them all.
Me too. Thank you, Leslie.
I hate them. What's going to happen to Hope?
Can we just? Can I ask us? Okay, because not only were you in Popular and American Horror Story, you were in Miss Congeniality too.
Yeah, part two.
My ex girlfriend always said your barometer of a good movie was Sandra Bullock in it, and I'm like, yes. Is there any other barometer? It used to be Julia Roberts. Now it's Sandra Bullock.
I do have to say that was Miss Congeniality 2.
Right. And, Armed and Fabulous.
I do think that maybe Sandra thought, maybe this wasn't a great idea while we were shooting. It wasn't great. But you know what it is? As an actor, there are certain jobs that you call magic mailbox, and that is a magic mailbox. I still get
a check.
Adorable checks. And I'm like, oh, hello, Miss Congeniality 2, Magic Mailbox.
Hello.
That was really fun. And she was lovely, but I think she was like, oh, boy. Like, oh, this boy. Is, oh, boy.
But
oh, boy.
She signed on. She's playing Wendy Davis.
Oh, Wendy Davis fantastic.
Biopic, she's signed on to play
her. Oh, I smell an Oscar.
Uh-huh.
And yes. Ocean's whatever, 8 Ocean's is coming 8. Out with the ladies. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be good.
Wait, so, and also, you, with your family values, you've been married for 18 years now?
Yeah, almost 19 years.
What the fuck?
I don't know. What
happened?
What
the fuck, coming from Santa Monica hippies?
You were pretty young when you got married, weren't you?
I mean, not that. I was 26, so okay. I was, but I was the first by far of all my friends. I don't recommend getting married super young. I don't think it's a great idea, but I met the right person. Right. I mean, I still, you know what? The only reason we're still, this is a terrible thing to say, not the only reason, but he is the funniest person I've ever met. And if he was not funny, I would have murdered him in his sleep long ago. So that is my, people say to me, why?
Humor is very important.
It is. And he'll say to me, why? Like, people will say to me, why have you lasted so long? It's only because he's funny. Because even when he's driving me insane, he says something, I'm like, that is very funny.
All right. Now I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Can we talk? Let's talk about American Horror Story, because I just think it's so hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Not hilarious. It's
no, no,
dark.
No. But what I'm saying is now it's really even more of an American Horror Story than Tropas one. But so Ryan Murphy, who created Glee, who obviously. So now, how do you know him, and how did this
was
all
popular,
happen?
Her first show.
Dinner with Ryan last night. Ryan had never done a TV show. I met him during the casting of Popular. And the first thing he said to me when I sat down was, nice blowout. And I was like, I love you. He and I were kindred spirits. And we instantly took to each other. And the part that I auditioned for, you know, when you're an actor to get a part in a TV show, You have to go to, there's several stages trying to get the part, and then you have to go to network. It's the big scary network audition.
Right.
And I did not get the part that I went to network for. And I was like, well, that's horrible news. And I went immediately to the McDonald's drive-thru, which is what I'm allowed to do after I test for something and don't get it. So I got a call from him as I was in the McDonald's drive-thru, and he said, come to the office tomorrow. I want to pitch you something. And he wrote me a part on that show.
Wow.
That did not exist. And so I literally, like, I owe him everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why he did that. I can never thank him enough for that because he gave me my first series. It was his first series as well. And that's how we met. And we were, really, the only thing I ever did on that show was try to make Ryan laugh. That was all I ever did.
You made everyone laugh on that show. Oh. I cut a bunch of Mary Cherry things for our bumpers coming in out of the breaks.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. We've been playing them all week.
We've been playing them all week.
But listen, I love that he said this was never supposed to be a pro-Hillary, anti-Donald Trump conversation, even though he's famously liberal.
Of course.
He said instead it was really about trying to understand why are people voting for X or Y candidate? What are they feeling? Why are they feeling belittled or disfranchised or upset with the patriarchal system? He explained no matter who people voted for, everyone can relate to the feeling of experiencing 2016 election night.
What was scary, too, about that season is that Ryan was a bit of a soothsayer because if you made it through the season, which some people who are my friends were like, it was too horrifying. I couldn't watch it. Yeah. Like, it's too scary.
Can't go through it again.
It's a lot. But the gist of the season becomes about women and women's empowerment and women deciding, like, well, we're going to fucking kill all the men and we're going to take control. And it was really the Me Too movement blew up, like, when our last episode was airing, and I was like, how did you know all this was going to happen? He was like, because there's just been this thing building and building.
But that's what he said about everything. Yeah. There's no real discussion. Everyone's still at each other's throats. You're still either on one side or the other. Our feeling is that everyone lost their shit after the election. Everybody's still losing their shit. Yeah. I blame him. She would have, but no, not Ryan. Trump.
Yeah.
Hillary would have brought us together. That's what she does.
You know,
like, this goddamn fucking shooter had to make America great again on a bunch of videos. It's the same goddamn racism, sexism, homophobia that you see from him and these Republicans.
And was there anyone more well prepared and better suited for this job than Hillary? Is there anyone who had a better resume and track record?
Truth.
And it's so beyond frustrating. But, you know, sometimes I wonder, and this sounds incredibly simplistic, is the country too big and do we have to split it in half? And can I just say, if you're obsessed with your guns and you don't want women to have any control over their bodies and you hate gay people, why don't you guys shoot each other up and live in these states?
Right.
Then we're all going to live over here. Like, honestly, I don't know how we're ever, because this is what I want to say to you. Like, I watched an interview today with Condoleezza Rice, who's plugging.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
She's doing a documentary and she's plugging. It's for PBS. And it's about, like, we have to listen to each other. Here's the thing. If you're marching in Charlottesville saying Jews will not replace us, there's no discussions with a Nazi. You're wrong, and I'm right. So go fuck yourself and die. Like, that's how I feel.
My dad ran for vice president in 1964 with Barry Goldwater. He was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. This is not their Republican Party anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
There are not both sides do it, and there's fine people on both sides. No.
George Bush
has
made it
very... Not in fucking America.
George Bush has distanced himself. And did he say a peep during Obama? No, he was painting portraits of dogs, which, by the way, you know, good on him. That sounds great.
Right.
But he... In the first few months of Trump's presidency, he made that speech that was very strongly worded. Like, we need to be careful. We cannot go down this rabbit hole. So it pulled him off his goddamn ranch. I can't imagine what other people think.
Here's why you have to come back and bring Ryan Murphy. He said, I think we've all turned to rosé a lot in the last year.
Absolutely. For Christmas, I gave him a...
He's been good for day drinking. I'll give him that.
Fantastic. But, you know, I do have to say this about Ryan. I really want to say this. You know, Ryan is incredible to women, but particularly women of a certain age. And I don't know if you saw Feud that Ryan wrote and did, which was...
Right. I'm gay. Hello, I watched that.
Was that not brilliant?
It was required.
Amazing.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
And really moving. I mean, you thought it was going to be one thing, and then it ended up being something different than you thought towards the end. I mean, I was wrecked.
That's like this season of Versace.
Correct, which is also brilliant. But, you know, you need people who are willing to use their platform to say, I think that women over the age of 40 have something interesting to say. And I think that we can showcase those people. And also, he's doing a show called Pose, which is...
Yeah.
I heard about that one.
It's the biggest... It's got the largest trans cast ever that's ever been in any show. I think it's 8 trans leads. And he's just giving opportunity to people and who deserve to have their voices heard. Because when you know this, when someone who's afraid of a gay person, which in this day and age sounds hilarious and weird to talk about, but you can't hate what you know. If you meet somebody and you're like, they seem great. You know what I mean? Like, I just, I love him for bringing
In polling, Leslie's been the biggest, you know, precursor of, like, why gay rights has moved fast so fast, because you know someone.
Correct.
Because
everybody
you know somebody.
From the most rural communities
can
to
I just say quickly, before we go,
this has gone by so quickly, Stephanie.
I know, right? Well, we're going to keep partying at the after party.
I really yentered it up today. Sorry, go on.
But I also thought, it's so interesting doing, quote-unquote, entertainment in this age, because you talked about doing this mass shooting episode.
It was horrible. It was horrible. When I got the script, you know, I got the script the day that the Republican baseball team had been shot at.
And you said it's only going to be a matter of time for next one.
I said, I don't know if it's going to happen immediately before or immediately after this airs, but we're fucked. I was like, it's going to happen, and it did.
And so then Vegas.
May I just say one quick thing that I just have to get off my chest, because this is a politically focused thing, right?
Yeah,
Is the happy hour politically focused?
Yeah. Well, sometimes we talk about a penis and when's the first time you saw one and stuff, because it's happy hour, and so it's not, and it's not. You know, just politics.
That's fun stuff.
All right. When's the first time you saw a penis?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, for on purpose or when a guy was riding around my neighborhood on a bike, like, with his penis out. Which, by the way, people were so upset and screaming. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
That's
like,
fantastic.
It did not upset me.
That's Santa Monica.
And, like, my parents were like, they were like, do you think you need to see a therapist? And I was like, no.
That was fantastic.
First of all, I told everybody. I was like, his penis is out. That's bizarre.
What a dick. Okay.
Anyway, you know, a lot of people say that people that are in the entertainment industry, whether you're a musician, an actor, or whatever, why would we listen to them? They have no right to have an opinion. Shut up and act. That's all we care about.
Yeah, unless you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, then you can be governor. Or Ronald Reagan,
Eastwood,
and then you can be president.
Or, you know, John Voight. Or
Scott Baio.
I mean.
Come on, I had to throw that one out there.
Nobody loves Chachi.
Oh, my. And isn't that just sad? Because how much did I love Chachi as a child? He's so cute. Oh,
okay. I know, you want Charles to be in charge.
Correct, and Joni ended so tragically. I bet he got to her. He did
Did Chachi fucking kill Joni?
Not a coincidence.
That motherfucker.
Let's start that conspiracy theory.
Yeah, let's go it.
The only real answer I've ever heard someone say, why can't we listen to actors, is, well, they're dumb. And it's like, I'm sorry, is Ben Carson smart? Because he was a surgeon, and he seems real dumb to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the reason...
I know so many smart actors. I mean, there's so many... I mean, look at all the people, all of you guys that have been Hillary or Obama surrogates. Fucking half of them, Ivy League.
Cast from Popular.
Yeah.
Most of them are very, very active and very, very outspoken.
Correct.
On
but
Twitter.
I think the reason that the right is so... It's scary because actors have a huge platform that you can't compete with. And it's like... Yeah. George Clooney has done such... First of all, he
amazing.
He is the one that's really making this march happen. I mean, he's the one that first donated the $500,000.
And then Oprah.
And apparently, he's the one that's doing all the organizing behind the scenes. I did not... This is going to make me sound maybe not very bright, but I didn't know how extensive the issues were in sub-Saharan Africa and Darfur until he was like, hi, I'm going there, and I want cameras to follow me.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be in People Magazine on Entertainment Tonight, and they're going to I get to use my platform.
I'm going to draw attention to these.
Correct. They're doing such wonderful and amazing things.
But that's how Trump won the presidency, too, because he played that celebrity card to get people to follow him. And
that's the thing! Yeah. Shut up. You're an actor. We don't want to hear
about
you.
Right, shut up. Oh, there's a goddamn reality story.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you just let's talk about the shooting episode real quick before we go.
I'm sorry.
Because this no, but this was a... You were saying you got the script. I read it. I was like, well, this feels horrifyingly ironic. I remember thinking, well, there's going to be another one. It's going to be right before or right after this one. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I said to Travis, I was like, oh, it seems like there hasn't been a shooting. And there, boom, Parkland. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is America. But like, so you almost think, like, how do you do a fictional show like this and not run into an actual shooting?
You know, part of me at first was like, should we be doing this? Is this appropriate? But the truth is, we were trying to hold a mirror up to what was happening in society right now in America in this moment. In this moment, it's all about people using guns to make a point or whatever. I'm not being very articulate about this. The point is, now people shoot people all the time out in the world. And when the show came out and I was doing like the whole press junket for it, people were like, what are you afraid of? Because, you know, American Horror Story has, like, clowns and scary things. And I'm like, I'm not afraid. I'm not
Twisty the clown.
Correct. Like, I'm not afraid of clowns. I'm not claustrophobic. Because it was also about phobias. Sarah Paulson's character had a lot of phobias. I was like, here's my phobia. Gun violence. That's my phobia. I'm afraid of being shot when I'm out seeing a concert.
And it's a pretty fucking reasonable fear.
Correct.
In America.
And, you know, the show, they almost weren't going to air that episode because Las Vegas happened about 3 days before that episode was going to air. And they ended up, they did edit it down because there was some pretty gnarly stuff. But in the end, I'm glad it aired, because if that bothers you, why does it bother you? Why don't you do something to make it better then?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. The important thing is Leslie Grossman saw her first penis on a bicycle in Santa Monica, ladies
true.
And gentlemen.
It's
and
true.
That concludes
right
our happy
of the
hour
candy alley.
For today.
Okay. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Now, okay. listen, go support her causes. March with the kids wherever you are, right? March for your lives. I'm going to in D.C. She's doing it in Hawaii.
Can I say something really corny, too? Yeah. They're really fun. Those marches are fun.
Yes.
They are.
They're energizing. You feel so full of everyone's energy.
The signs are great. I love my favorite.
Aren't they
fun? I could shit a better president. Fantastic signs. Leslie Grossman, you are the shit, man.
Thank you for having
me. Leslie Grossman of American Horror Store.
Thank you.
To you. Leslie fucking Grossman, everybody.
Woo-hoo! Happy hour.